But officer, you know see Bugs lad dead? Give me a chance, make me scare the reggae.
We'll be right back. sign of things to come. It is only the 9th of January 1970 when 66 singles were released as published in the New Singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, issue number 311. That was Black Sabbath on the Fontana record label, Wicked World. We began with Dice the Boss, Put Officer on Duke Records. Of course, the A-side of the Black Sabbath single was Evil Woman, which we played last week by a band called Crow. They were one week ahead of Black Sabbath, but here is that Black Sabbath version, which was subsequently re-released on Vertigo Records. Evil Woman.
Love song, together. Tender songs are echoed in our hearts. Everywhere we go, love sound is making music all around us. Listen and you'll hear it night and day. When you do, you'll never doubt it. Life could never be without it. May love and music never fade away. Keep love song playing on and
information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Take a fool to fall for you, but it sure does help a lot. Sounding remarkably like Jeannie C. Riley, that's Bobby Kay on Beacon Records. And prior to that, it was Dahlia Lavi and Love's Song on Pie. We had Black Sabbath, Wicked World and Evil Woman, both sides of their first single on Fontana Records. I guess in much the same way that Black Sabbath was one step away from normal rock and heading towards prog rock and heavy metal, Keith and Tex did a similar thing to reggae music with Tighten Up Your Gird, S-G-I-R-D, on Explosion Records. Let us tighten up.
Center of the earth, open wide.
if I didn't have the written, the printed evidence in front of me from the leaflet picked up from the counter of a local record store 50 years ago, the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, I would never have thought that that tune from Keith and Tex was 50 years old. Tighten Up Your Gird on Explosion Records, EX2008. I'm guessing that is worth a fortune nowadays. Let's listen to the B-side, Look to the Sky. If I didn't have the benefit of 50 years of hindsight, I would call that progressive reggae, released on the 9th of January 1970. Keith and Text on the Explosion record label, Look to the Sky. So there's 16 reggae style singles this week out of the 66. There are none next week, my friend, so make the most. This is what happens with reggae singles. We have a week or two when all of the labels were probably all controlled by possibly Island Records, who kind of owned Trojan, and Trojan owned most of the other labels, and B&C had a share as well. And but yeah, they all seemed to release them at the same time, and then we had several weeks of just normal music, no reggae whatsoever. Let's listen to John Holt and his version of an Elvis Presley tune on Trojan Records.
See, I love you. Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a hoodoo heart. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should, 'cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a hoodoo heart.
Listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
A tune that was apparently a power play on Fab 208 Radio Luxembourg. Talking of old radio stations, these are the new singles released on the 9th of January. It's always a Friday when singles were released. The 9th of January 1970. And this was also the time when RNI, Radio North Sea International, were doing their test transmissions from the Mebo 2. in German and in the English language as well. I was cycling around on my RSW16 with a little transistor radio, kind of. I made a framework out of Meccano and lashed it onto the handlebars. Yes, I was very innovative. I had the mobile mobile sounds. I was I was 14 3/4 in January 1970. So Barry Hopkins, Love Ya, Want Ya, Need Ya. Now we've got three tunes in a row, all written by Eric Wolfson. Eric, who you may say, Eric Wolfson was latterly the composer with the Alan Parsons Project. And we simply need to turn over Barry Hopkins' single first of all to listen to A Little Too Much. And it'll be Graham Bonney and Dotted Line, followed by The Art Movement, For As Long As You Need Me, all written by Eric Wolfson. Oh, this is going to be an interesting one.
Need you a little too much. Baby, I need you a little too much. You've got everything so groovy, so listen to me. I love you, baby, can't you see? You see, I need you a little too much. Baby, I need.
B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Try too hard.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Can you imagine any of those past three tunes forming part of Alan Parsons' project? For they were all written by Eric Wolfson, the composer of most of the Alan Parsons Project tunes. We heard Barry Hopkins and A Little Too Much, Graham Bonney and Sign on the Dotted Line, and then that was the Art Movement on Columbia Records, as was Graham Bonney, and Barry Hopkins, I didn't tell you, was on Spark Records. These are the new singles. This is why I'm telling you what the record label, the original record label, was 50 years ago on the 9th of January 1970, when 66 singles were released. Now, the one that must take the top prize for the most delicate single of the week, it was actually written by Patrick Campbell Lyons and Alex Spyropoulos, or Spyropoulos, of Nirvana. This is Nirvana's tune, the original Nirvana from, I think they were, you could say they were from Greece and Ireland. Anyway, this is Tim Andrews and Tiny Goddess.
Goddess wrapped in lace, that certain smile upon your face is telling me what's to be when you leave. In a room just 5'8", I sit alone, and I will wait to hear from you if you do decide to. Don't try to humor me. With me.
endless reminding me what's to be for your love. Orchid smell of sweet perfume, the mountainside is now in bloom, and I am here waiting for your company.
He's slumped. Bent has slumped.
Tell me it's
possibly just trying to cash in on the word of the day. That was March of the Skinheads, the Artie Scott Orchestra on Major Minor Records, one of the singles released on the 9th of January 1970. Prior to that, it was Faith Brown, composed by Kenny Young, and it was called Lock Me In. And we began with Tim Andrews, and not such a delicate version of Tiny Goddess as I expected it to be. And Tim Andrews was on the Parlophone record label, and Faith Brown was on CBS. This is The Candy Choir, Why Do You Cry My Love, on Polydor, and we find that it was indeed the voice of Barry Ryan.
I miss you, I would bless you, and thank you.
Vera. 3 hours this week of these new singles from the week of them, where we weren't new. They were new then, but not now. The 9th of January 1970. You may need to chase from round the schedule. The programme is on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, depending on when and where you are on the planet. That was Joe Gibbs and the Destroyers, Nevada Joe, on Amalgamated Records. It's going to be Jake Holmes, Saturday Night on Ember Records.
Comes a Saturday night, the girls go out to play. They put their dresses on too tight, go out to give their love away. Their smiles pasted on their faces, they store away the good. Unbuttoning their daytime minds to go farther than they should. And all too soon the sun comes up and the girls wash off the night, going home to see their moms and dads all dressed up in white. Every 7 days comes a Saturday night, the guys go on the make to find how little they have to give for as much as they can take. Pushing up their most effective lines, promising things I'll never keep. Coaxing girls with hungry smiles, trying not to get too deep. And all too soon the sun comes up and the guys turn off the fun, discussing how the world's gone wrong and how something must be done. Saturday night, Saturday night. Saturday night, Saturday night.
This is not Chris Bent.